Welcome back to the Two Bilingual Crew Tabletop RPG Podcast. I am your host and GM, Glenn Strawn, and I am joined by Scott Campbell.
Hello.
Simeon King.
Hello.
And Nathan Blake of Nathan Blake Games.
Howdy ho, everyone.
So, last time, our heroes ventured further into the woods and encountered a field of Deku Baba. And then the sun started to go down, and they decided that they needed to camp for the night, and that's where we joined them today. So, the sun's going down. Sigil, you've spread out your bedroll, and you've managed to successfully lay it out without strangling yourself. Because apparently
yes.
We had to roll a check for that. if I recall correctly, Oscar is sleeping in the tree, and I don't know what Trouse's sleeping arrangement is.
Probably just sleeping on the ground or something. I wouldn't be surprised, because, you know, I am a forest child.
Okay. So, what do you do to make camp?
To make camp? I thought we already went to sleep.
Well, you were going to sleep. I don't think we ever actually stated that you had already retired for the night.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess, I mean, somebody should probably keep watch, right?
I could keep watch for a little while.
Okay. I'm gonna go to bed. I'll take second watch.
Okay.
Just throw a pebble up into the tree when you, or yell up at me when you need somebody to take over.
Okay, I'll say Shrek.
Okay.
All right. So, what do we do for how many hours of sleep do we need to get a full night's rest in this version of RPGing?
I don't think they actually state any rules for that. Let me see. If they have a section on sleeping as a status condition, and that is the only mention of sleep in the game. Let me check if they have rest.
So theoretically, I just don't have to sleep. No.
I'm going to say y'all probably need, 6 to 8 hours.
Okay, so if I sleep for 2 hours, and does it have to be completely uninterrupted, or is someone who sleeps for 2 hours and then it takes a 2 hour shift and then sleeps for 6 hours fine, or sleeps for 4 hours fine?
I'm just gonna do this mathematically. If you get enough hours of sleep, then you should be fine.
Okay.
I mean, I guess if I wanted to be really pedantic, I would say, well, are you on the Uberman sleep schedule, or?
So, essentially, I should be able to keep watch for 2 hours and then wake somebody else up, and then they would keep watch for 2 hours, and then they would wake somebody else up, and they would be up for 2 hours. And the first person could get back up. The third person would have to be on for 4 hours. But anyway, first person could get back up, and then everyone would be able to get 6 to 8 hours of sleep after an 8 hour period of time, essentially, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So that's going to be my plan.
All right. So do you make a fire, or are you just enjoying or are you trying to stay stealthy, or what does your camp accommodations look like?
Probably a fire is a generally good idea, because even though, yes, it could attract attention, everyone knows that in the woods, fire keeps away more bad things than it attracts.
Well, it looks like we have enough of a clearing so that we won't set the forest on fire.
Correct. Who here has any ability surviving?
Well, let me see what I got here.
Oh, I have two of those.
I have two of those abilities of surviving.
Wait, What you got, old man?
I have two.
Yeah, do you think you could start a fire for us?
Okay. I'm remembering what I sound like. I would like to start a fire, and I'm very skilled at it, so here you go.
All right, that would be survival plus, I'm going to say that's probably smarts. Though, if you want to do wits, you can do, you know, whichever.
This is going to be in the bag, because I have two smarts, two survival.
Oh, nice. So you get to roll four dice.
I got two successes.
Okay, yeah, that's good enough.
Sweet! Thanks, old man. So I'll take first watch. You guys get some sleep.
All right, Sigil is already snoring by now.
We already have like rations and stuff, so we don't really have to worry too much about like catching some food or anything.
Yeah, you already ate. I think that was like the one thing you did last episode when you made camp was eat.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what do I need to roll? Like what, perception plus wits to keep an eye out during the night?
Yeah, sure. And I'm going to also have you roll composure, guts plus composure to stay awake.
Okay, so for my first roll, let me see. I'm having to use a dice, like an app for rolling. Okay, so wait, that's really confusing. That's wrong. Okay.
Want me to roll for you?
No, it's okay. I'm going to get it figured out, man. It's going to be perfectly fine. Okay, so there's definitely three. Okay, there we go. So I have three dice, three failures for keeping an eye out on things. So that's good. And then you said what for composure? Like composure plus guts?
Yeah.
Okay. And that is anything above a three is a success, right?
Yeah. So
two successes here.
Two successes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stay awake, but I'm just suck at watching.
Yeah, you're wide awake, but you're very distracted by the nighttime aesthetic. You can actually kind of see the stars in the sky through the canopy. This is like one of the few spots you can do that.
Ah, those stars sure are pretty, aren't they, Lindley?
Lindley's asleep. Oh. You volunteered to keep watch. She didn't.
Well, that sucks. All right. Anything happened during the night?
Well, I mean, if it did, you wouldn't notice.
Well, yeah, I mean, as far as, like, do I get stabbed by anything?
I mean, you kind of sit down on a branch a little bit weird, and it pokes you in the right butt cheek, but other than that...
Okay, good. So as far as I know, nothing is killing the group right now.
No, you do not perceive the poisonous gas that is wafting through the woods. I'm joking.
Yep. Okay, cool. So then
cancer is killing me.
Yes, it's ravaging all of us right now. So after 2 hours, I'll go ahead and wake up. It was Sigil that said that he would take next watch, right?
No, it was me.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Roll intelligence to see if you remember who it was.
Oh, cool, okay. So what, smarts plus perception?
I'm going to say if you want a skill modifier, lore, because that's... kind of your recollection skill.
Weird. Okay. I done got a perfect success. Six. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you remember.
Okay. I chuck a rock up in the tree, as I was told.
Okay. Yeah, Oscar, you feel something strike you right below the ear.
Shot!
Oh! Okay.
Shrek!
I thought it was just the squawking that was going to be the signal.
Sorry, you said either or. I figured both would work just as well or better.
I suppose that's fine. I'm awake either way now.
have a good night.
All right, go to sleep.
All right, go to bed.
All right, so Oscar, roll me a wits and perception check.
Wits and perception. Let's see, wits is 2, perception is 2. Oh, 4 successes.
Okay, you see some lights off in the distance.
Are they heading this way, or are they just hanging out
there? They
seem
to be darting about.
Oh, darting, that's not good.
Darts are dangerous, man. They're pokey.
I keep my eyes on them. And make sure they don't get any closer. Do they get any closer?
A little bit. They're kind of meandering. So it's
okay,
not like they've
then
seen
I
you.
Will.
Yeah.
I will continue to stare at them for the remainder of my watch.
All right. They slowly approach, and then as they get fairly close, they seem to notice the fire. And
okay.
Kind of cautiously approach.
Okay, I'm going to jump down from the tree and make really annoying sounds. What's the instrument that I play? Do I have a lyre? I can't remember what I have.
Yeah, but the strings are broken.
Oh, that's right. The strings are broken. Well, then I just run around and smack on my lyre to make a lot of noise to wake them up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to say that succeeds right away.
Yeah, the average
you
person
fail
doesn't
at being noisy.
Well,
so we're awake now?
The only one who I would assume would be a really, really hard to wake up would be Sigil.
Old man, and also I literally just went to sleep.
Well, I would say that this is about like 20-30 minutes into the shift.
Okay.
I don't know how readily you get to sleep, so you may, you know, it takes me like 45 minutes to get to sleep. So that,
yeah, sometimes for me it's a while, yeah. I don't know about Trouse, though. I mean, this is a fantasy. Maybe he goes to sleep the second he hits his head on the pillow, you know?
Yeah, being able to go to sleep right away is my fantasy.
What's going on?
There's lights coming this way.
What kind of lights?
The darting lights.
Oh, darts are dangerous.
Well, I don't know if there are lights bouncing off of darts, but the lights are darting. They're darting around and they're getting closer.
Okay. So I would like to. Oh, I guess I'll just wake Lindley up. Lindley, what's
that?
Ugh. Hey, listen, what's that?
What's what?
Those darting lights in the trees.
She looks over, and then looks back at you very disappointedly. Really?
Are they fairies?
She just nods slowly.
Well, I thought it was a possibility, but you know, I'm not going off of a lot of information. Guys, they're fairies.
Are you sure?
I mean, my fairy says they're fairies. Do you know what people of your kind look like?
Well, I mean, they look like me.
What I mean is, do you often get them confused for something else?
Do we have what?
Do you often get them confused with something else?
Well, yeah, they're always trying to mimic something or other.
All right, dumb nut, he's saying that he's sure it's a fairy.
Okay, you guys go back to sleep. I'll keep an eye on the fairies.
So in this universe, and also I guess I'm also asking Glenn, are we even aware of, but like, are fairies like I know obviously in the games you catch fairies, they heal you, sort of biz, but is that the case in this as well?
I don't know if you can capture fairies in this game. That seems a little macabre in a role-playing game.
Hey, all I'm saying is Breath of the Wild, cooking them into potions, man. It's just...
let me check the item list to see if there are any... Yeah. You can capture fairies according to this game.
And would I be aware of what having a captured fairy would do for me, and if that's like a horrible taboo?
I mean, you could ask Lenny, or you can roll lore if you want.
Yeah, I'll roll lore real quick. So let's see, lore is smarts, so I only get one. Okay, that is not a success.
Okay, you don't know anything about healing properties of fairies.
Okay. Lindley, is there any advantage to going and talking to the fairies or getting them to come with us or anything?
Lindley, ever antisocial, just kind of looks at you and is like, I mean, you can go talk to him if you want. It's never stopped you before.
Okay. Well, maybe the fairies know where the thing we're looking for is.
Yeah, that's a good point. They probably do know this forest really, really well. Can I go back to sleep now?
Do fairies like to talk to?
We might need a translator.
Yeah. Do fairies like to talk to other fairies more than people?
I don't like talking to anyone.
That's true. Okay, so I guess let's
go.
Thanks. So, hey guys, let's go talk to the fairies.
All right.
What do the Fobbin fairies say?
Well, how do you approach them?
You're just gonna walk up and call out, "Hello, fairies!"
I will stay slightly behind and behind a tree.
Oscar scared the fairies. Sorry.
It might not be a fairy. I'm just saying.
All right, so you see two fairy lights. And you call out to them. They sort of stop. Kind of pause. It's hard to tell with fairies because they, from a distance, they look like balls of light. Right. But you imagine that they're probably glancing at each other, trying to figure out what to do. And one of them takes a lead and slowly approaches you. Hi, yeah?
Hi, my name... Yes, my name is Trouse. I'm a Kukuri, and I'm here with my friends and my friend Lindley here, and we're looking for the head of the river. We've been kind of lost in the woods for a little while, and I know the fairies are just and kind and benevolent and know their areas real well, so I was hoping maybe you could point us in the right direction.
Oh, yeah, where did you say you were going?
We're looking for the head of the river so that we can try to fix it.
Oh, yeah, I guess it has been kind of low here of late. Yeah, we can show you where that is.
Woohoo! That would be, great!
Alright, so, just follow us.
Thanks. Come on, come on, guys!
Oscar comes out from behind the tree and follows.
At a safe distance.
Okay, just not too safe of a distance, because if you're trail too far behind, I'm going to have to make you roll a navigation check.
Nah, I am convinced that they're actually fairies now, so I will go and follow them.
Okay, so you all leave immediately?
I think so, because, yeah. I mean, like, we all got a little bit of sleep, and it's a... I mean, unless we just don't want to travel at night.
That's up to you.
Or unless we don't want to burn the forest down. We might want to put out the fire.
That's true. Probably putting out the fire is a good call.
Ah, drat. I was hoping you'd forget about the fire.
And then following the fairies will probably be actually easier at night as they glow.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, let's put out the fire and then follow the fairies.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
All right, so you put out the fire and follow the fairies and travel for a couple more hours, and then they take you to... It slowly starts to get marshier and marshier, and you reach the end of the tree line, and you can see a sort of the side of a mountain. It gets rocky, and you can... It'd probably be kind of hard for you to see because it's dark, but you can make out the shape of a mountain, and they one of them points and says, "Yeah, there's the water flows or used to flow from a building up on the kind of a plateau, I guess is what you call it, up there."
Would one maybe call it a great plateau?
Yes. They look at each other and it's like, well, we don't really go up there a whole lot. It seems pretty average, other than
okay.
You know, the fact that it has a shrine on it.
The average plateau. I've heard so much about it.
So, you said there's a shrine?
Yeah. It's like I said, there's a building up there. Water flows from it.
Where? The water comes from the shrine? Oh, how does it get there?
They look at each other and just shrug. It just comes from the shrine, man.
I think
there's probably a spring. Yeah, there's probably a spring, much like the one we have back at our fairy fountain.
Okay. Oh, well, I guess that's all we need. Thank you for your help.
Sure thing. And they go about their business and fly off back into the woods.
Okay. Well, that worked out. So, all right.
Yeah. We should probably remake camp so that you guys can get the sleep you need. My shift is about up. So, Sigil, you want to take the rest of the watch?
Sigil mumbles grumpily and incoherently, but positions himself as if on watch.
You better stay awake, old man.
Sleepy times!
Alright, so you make camp and Sigil pretends to keep watch?
Sigil can actually sleep with his eyes open, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, is that one of his abilities?
Okay, fine. I'm just keeping watch.
I was like, whoa, how'd you get that ability? Lying, that's how.
All right, so... keep watch. Roll me perception.
Perception.
Mm-hmm.
I have precisely one perception, and I got a five.
Wits. Perception plus wits, that is.
You already got a success, though, he says.
Okay. So, you're attentive, and give me a composure plus guts check to stay awake.
Okay. That's
compose those guts, man!
Three successes.
All right, yeah, you're wide awake. You're used to being night watch.
Very, very successful.
Yeah, back when you were in Sheikah boot camp, they elected you to be night watch every day or every night. And then they expect you to go back and do training. So you'd be up all night, then you'd be working all day, then you'd be up all night.
And then you die!
Yeah. Back in my day, I didn't get to sleep!
I'm actually 27, I just look 68.
Yes. Alright, so it's next morning, essentially? Is that what we're going for?
Yep. It's next morning. Yes. You can see a lot clearer, and you see there is indeed a mountainside. It's kind of a cliff face. With a switchback staircase leading up one side, and a shrine, and it's kind of Romanesque in construction.
I say, guys, that we just go straight up the staircase. I mean, but we don't want to risk like climbing around and falling off or something like that. If there's some sort of challenge on the staircase, I think we can face it.
Yeah, here.
I just figure it seems just like a staircase to me. Let's go.
Okay. Well, it is rather old and worn, and you do see that there are a few places where it's crumbled. And as you climb up it, you actually do reach a point where there is a gap that where the entire thing has collapsed, and you will have to jump across it.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have to make an athletics check to get across?
Yeah. Agility and athletics, or agility and... I think we are using an older version of the character sheet, so some of you have acrobatics instead of athletics.
I have acrobatics.
Yeah, if you have
acrobatics... I will be okay. I was just going to tell the guys, I think I will be okay if I were to go across myself.
Yeah.
I don't know if... Will you be okay as well, Sigil?
I should be good, yep.
Okay.
I could probably make it, but we could tie a rope off on each of us, or one of us could tie a rope to you, since you aren't going to have any problems, and that way if they jump and don't make it, you can make sure they don't fall.
That's... But will I be taken down, do you think? I don't...
He's a tiny little guy.
Yeah,
I'm like 3 feet tall. you can fly. Are your arms made of twigs?
You can fly.
I don't have. I have one brawn, and then like
yeah. Lindley looks at you like what? Fly?
Oh, I forgot. I thought he was one of the bird people. No, he's an imp, isn't he? I forgot.
Yes.
You can. You can probably tie yourself to me.
Yeah, that'll work.
Alright, let me try to get across first.
Oh, maybe we should tie a rope to, well, I guess the two of us are pretty small, so tying a rope to either of us is not going to work super well, huh?
Am I small?
No, I mean the imp and the cocker here are pretty small.
Yeah.
Well, I have a great chance of getting across, and I'm not that small, so... Yep.
But my one suggestion was going to be if Trouse is going to be able to jump across easily, he would be able to launch anyone who wouldn't be able to get across over. But
launch.
That's true.
He is the one who might have difficulty...
But I guess I could help throw someone across, and then so here's the question, Glenn: is there any sort of like synergistic effect of like me throwing someone / them jumping at the same time, or?
I don't know how you would do that physically speaking.
Because there is, I believe there actually is a skill for it, which we don't have.
Yeah,
so
there is a skill for it where if you, I guess, like they. Put your hands together and they jump on your hands, but you don't have that, so I'm going to say the best you can do is have someone like try to catch people who jump across once they get to the other side.
So I think we should... do we have actually, a rope?
Yeah, I have rope.
Okay.
So I do... I have... If I'm using athletics agility, I'll still have 3. If I'm using athletics brawn, then I have 4. So... is there anything I could do to try to use my brawn instead of my agility? Like, climb across or something?
I mean, yeah, if you want. It would be a harder check, but...
okay, so it would probably require more success than just running and jumping.
Absolutely.
Okay, so well, maybe we just try it and see what happens.
I maybe tie Traus to both of us. Just for safety's sake, I think 2 of us would be able to hold him up, and then we'd each be able to jump across.
But wouldn't that be more difficult to make the jump if 3 people are tied together?
Well, once you get across, we can untie ourselves.
Okay, yeah, I get you. Safety. So I jump across while tied to you guys, and then I untie myself and you guys jump across.
Right.
All right, let's do it. I'm going to do it. It's going to be fine.
I have no clue what's going on anymore.
All right, so we're going to tie a rope between the 3 of us. You know what? Screw it. I'm just going. I just run and jump. Okay. But I'm just going to do it. And I'm just trusting in my courage. So do I get a courage boon? You know, I get to use my
absolutely
my courage
go for it.
Sweet. All right, that's 2 successes then because of my courage.
Okay, yeah, you land on the other side safely.
I follow up, and I have 1 success.
Oof.
Okay, you land and stumble on the edge, but manage to get your footing just as the ledge you land on crumbles.
Oh boy.
You've widened the gap for somewhat. Me?
Hmm? Oh, I was going to ask if it made it more difficult for me.
Yes. Now now we should probably try the rope thing.
This is agility... agility acrobatics, right?
Correct.
Okay, I get 4 rolls. Should I just go for it?
Well, here, catch the other end of this rope.
Okay.
I just toss part of the rope over while holding the other end.
Do I have to roll to see if I knot it correctly?
I don't think there's a used rope skill in this.
Okay.
So we're assuming you're good at ropes. Okay,
I mean,
so then
I guess I could have you roll a survival check. Survival wits. Yeah, survival wits.
Survival
that seems like
wits. Okay.
You should have just not said anything and just said, okay, I tie a knot and I jump across.
2 successes.
Yeah, if the DM doesn't stop you, just go for it.
Okay. Did I say wits? I should have said smarts. Oh well, you already got your 2 successes. Yeah, you tie it correctly.
Okay, so now I'm going to hand part of the rope to Sigil so that now that there's 4 sets or 4 hands on this end of the rope. So that way, if he falls, we can, between the 2 of us, hopefully pull him back up now that it's a wider gap.
Mm. All right, I'm going for it.
All right.
Two successes.
You don't even need the rope. You make it across just fine.
Okay, good. Ah. I was afraid with it crumbling part of it that 2 successes would be a similar response to 1 success was before.
That's what I was thinking, too.
It's like, all right. This is like a 2.5-3 success thing now.
Nah, it works off Sonic the Hedgehog logic, where only part of the cliff crumbles.
Oh, I see, yes. Okay, that makes sense.
All right. So you can now proceed forward and keep climbing, and you eventually reach the top with the shrine standing in front of you.
Okay, so I guess we just needed to go in and see why this thing ain't working.
All right, we gotta have each other's backs.
All right, so do you proceed in, or are you going to, check your gear or anything?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and draw my sword, and also I'm going to be like, Lindley, do you know anything about this thing, this place?
Lindley takes a look at it and says, well, it's really, really old. I can say that much. Doesn't look like modern Highland architecture in the least. Yeah, I think this is from some ancient culture. I definitely have a bad feeling about this. I think there's something in there.
Lindley thinks that there's maybe some sort of dark presence or something, so be ready with your weapons. Don't want to waste any time.
All right, I'm ready.
Sigil draws his longsword, and then with the other hand, he touches his forehead, then his left shoulder, and then his right shoulder.
Forming a... you just triforced yourself?
I did.
All right. Well, I wish I could give you like an experience bonus or inspiration for that, but that's not part of the system.
That's great. Okay. Let's go.
Our heroes have finally discovered the source of the river. What dangers await them in the depths of the shrine? Tune in next time to find out. And as always, thanks for listening.